This is Fresh Air. The new film A Star is Born opens this weekend. It was directed by and stars Bradley Cooper and gives Lady Gaga her first leading film role as a hopeful singer-songwriter. This is the fourth version of A Star is Born. The original, made in 1937, was directed by William Wellman and starred Frederick March as a fading alcoholic movie star and Janet Gaynor as the aspiring actress he falls in love with who becomes a sensation. In 1954, it was remade as a musical with Judy Garland and James Mason. The 1976 version paired Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. Film critic David Edelstein has a review of the new A Star is Born.
The first thing you'll notice in Bradley Cooper's crowd-pleasing remake of A Star is Born is that Lady Gaga, the artist who rode to fame with avant-garde stunts and a firm refusal to do anything natural, anything that didn't smack of artifice, is down to earth and completely winning. You come to see a star and discover a human being, become a star. Gaga's character, Ali, works in a hotel and performs on occasion at a drag bar, which is where she's discovered by country western superstar Jackson Maine, played by Cooper. He's not there for the floor show. He fled his limo after finishing a bottle of vodka and staggered into the first watering hole. Then Ali saunters onto the stage, transforms La Vie en Rose into the sultriest of ballads, and ends up writhing under Jackson's nose on top of the bar. Of the four versions of A Star is Born, this one has the cutest meat, and subsequent scenes, when Ali and Jackson talk all night, are even more charming.
Can I ask you a personal question? Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Well, because, like, almost every single person that I've come in contact with in the music industry has told me that my nose is too big and that I won't make it.
Your nose is beautiful. Are you showing me your nose right now?
Yeah.
You don't have to show it to me. I've been looking at it all night.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm going to be thinking about your nose for a very long
time.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Can I touch your nose?
Oh, my gosh.
Let me just touch it for a second. You're very lucky.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really. That my nose has not made me lucky.
Jackson loves her nose and her music, which is why he memorizes a song of hers he heard only once, plays it before a sold-out stadium crowd, and calls for Ali to join him on stage, which she does reluctantly. It's one of those scenes in which the musicians don't know the song, but as they play along, they get it. Hey, this is good. While Ali melts the hearts of everyone on earth. Yes, the performance goes viral. Even if you normally roll your eyes at stuff like this, it's hard to resist. The camera is handheld and mostly at eye line with the characters, breathlessly worshipful, then intimate, then worshipful. There's a reason that A Star is Born has been made four times. It's a Cinderella story in which the prince validates everything good about an impoverished young woman. He makes her a princess and then garishly self-destructs before her horrified eyes. A rescue fantasy and a masochistic wallow in one neat package. I can't imagine how the first half of this A Star is Born could be much better. It's so good, it will carry people through the second half, which has great scenes, but the usual mushy arc. Cooper and his co-screenwriters haven't rethought the material for 2018, an age in which celebrity apparatus involves making stars and their personal lives seem closer to us via Twitter and Instagram. When a reptilian Brit becomes Ali's manager and steers her towards bland dance pop, you can't tell what Ali thinks about the song she's doing. And there's no point where Lady Gaga breaks through and shows the subversiveness that made her a star. Yes, she's playing a character, but why cast her and then keep her straitjacketed? She all but drops out of the picture while Jackson hits bottom after bottom. Cooper's performance grips you, though, even behind a full beard, long hair, and a squint. It took me a few seconds to place his basso purr. Then I thought, of course, it's Sam Elliott. Then Elliot showed up as Jackson's much older brother and long-suffering caretaker, and it's a trip hearing them growl at each other in the same voice. The most shocking scene in all versions of A Star Is Born takes place at an awards ceremony, the Oscars or Grammys, in this case the Grammys. This one tops them all in the humiliation department. It's excruciating. Towards the end of the movie, I heard sniffles and noses being blown all over the theater. Man, this material is shameless, and man, does it work. Whatever its lapses, A Star Is Born will be a monster hit. Audiences will love Cooper for his tender suffering on screen and for showing us the soul that was always there beneath Lady Gaga's outrageous costumes. They'll want to see Gaga at the Oscars as much as fans in the movie want to see Ali at the Grammys.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. On Monday's show, when Leonard Cohen died in 2016, he left behind many unpublished poems and lyrics, some of which have been collected in a new book. We talk with Cohen's son, Adam Cohen, who wrote the introduction. Adam also produced You Want It Darker, the album his father recorded shortly before his death. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with assistance from Adam Stanishevsky and additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.